Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. It's good that you're able to join me, and let us begin the broadcast with prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have to come before your throne. Lord, that we can worship you, we can bless you because you've loved us, because you first love us, Lord. We do love you. We thank you for the precious and mighty and wonderful gift of our salvation, that amazing sacrifice that Jesus was willing to offer to you, Father, through his own body, which was broken for us. Lord, we thank you because of that covenant that he established in his blood. We can now be called the children of God. And Lord, I thank you that even though we're living in very dark and distressing times, Lord, we know the very signs of the times indicate the lateness of the hour. Father, that Jesus is coming back soon. Lord, we see prophecies being fulfilled. Lord, we know in our spirits the messages we're hearing, the prophetic words that are being uttered. Lord, we know we're living in the very last of days. We don't know, Lord, when you're coming, but we want to be prepared, and we want to be found doing all that you would have us do, even as good and faithful servants, those who could be reliable and faithful and counted upon to be concerned about carrying on and carrying out the master's desires and business. And so, Father, we're asking for that strengthening. We thank you, Lord, that you for a time, Lord, going to pour your spirit out on all flesh. Lord, there is going to be a wave of revival. And we thank you, Lord, because so many of our loved ones, friends, family need to be brought in to the understanding and the knowledge and the peace and the joy that comes from a personal relationship with Jesus. So, Father, we commit this week, these broadcasts into your hands. Father, we pray that you will move by the precious Holy Spirit. You see what each individual listener needs. And Father, we thank you as our hearts and minds are stayed upon you. You will minister to us our deepest needs. Spiritually, Lord, that's the most important, but also, Lord, needs of body, those that need physical healing. We speak healing, for by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. And also, Lord, for temporal, for material, for financial and natural needs, Lord, we thank you that you love us with an everlasting love. And Lord, if you feed the birds of the air, if you take care of the fish of the sea and the beasts of the field, how much of greater value, you reminded your followers, are we who are the very children of God. And so, Father, thank you for your refreshing now, and we honor you and praise you, and thank you for the matchless and glorious name that we can come to you, the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if any of you have recently been to the ocean, but even if it hasn't been recent, perhaps you can remember standing on a sandy beach, and the wind was blowing softly and the waves were gently rolling in. What a soothing, peaceful experience that is. Just the sound of the waves. In fact, they've got what they call sound machines, which can replicate the sound of an ocean that's deeply relaxing to the physical body. That's so why so many love to just go to the ocean and just breathe in deeply the salt air and listen to the sound of the waves as they roll in and roll out. We know there's tremendous power in water, in the ocean. And I guess we could describe what God is going to be doing in terms of a wave of revival, very similar to that. Now, we know water also it can be destructive. We've seen terrible tsunamis and the destruction they cause as a result of earthquakes and tremendous geological movements in the earth, and they're a fearful thing. They can cause great devastation and destruction. What is a tidal wave? It's just a very unusual rise of water along a shore due to strong winds or something like an earthquake. It's something that's overwhelming and irresistible. I'm sure you've all seen pictures of that. Nothing can stand in its force. And so, beloved, I believe that God is preparing us. That's why He's moving in your life the way He is. That's why He's moving in the body of Christ to prepare us for this revival that is going to come. Now, I personally feel, and I've heard others who've had very powerful dreams or visitations from the Lord, it may not last very long, and it may not be generalized. There just may be, I heard a prophet recently who had a powerful dream when he was unsaved, and it was so scriptural, but he didn't even know the Bible at the time. It was later verified that it would be in areas where the Spirit of the Lord was welcome to move, where people were hungry. And I don't know about you, but I want to be in the midst of that revival. I want to be one of those who are praying for revival. Every revival historically, if you've ever studied the history of revivals, they have come as a result of intercessory prayer. Sometimes just a very few people, not large groups. But God hears the cry of a sincere heart. The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. And what is revival? Well, it's simply one of those powerful waves of God's presence that revive and bring a renewed attention and interest in the things of God. It's a new revelation or presentation. It's a restoration of force and vitality. And before I go any further in the message, I'd like to read just a few passages found in Scripture, and I would like to start with Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. He cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, 6 men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side, and they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And listen to this. He said, the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. You see, beloved, in every age, in every time, God has always had a righteous remnant who were crying out to the Lord, who had their prayers ascend to heaven, that God's glory would be restored, that righteousness would be restored, that the heart of men, those who were wicked and evil, would put away their wickedness and turn to the Lord. In verse 9, he said unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceeding great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, the Lord hath forsaken the earth, and the Lord seeth not. Well, is that a picture? Is that a sign of the times in which we are living? Goodness, there's such wickedness that is done behind closed doors. The news, I mean, is just filled with things that are coming out, people that have just refused to walk in the ways of the Lord. Let me share also now a few passages from the book of Jeremiah, and that is Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, or trouble. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Hallelujah. So that That verse 8 is saying when heat is coming, when drought comes, when troubled times are upon the earth, the righteous don't have to fear. The man that trusts in the Lord, he's blessed. His hope is in the Lord. And he, even in this time of difficulty, he shall not cease from yielding fruit. Beloved, that is going to be our portion. As times grow increasingly dark, beloved, they're not going to get better. That is what the word of the Lord tells us. We know that it will be a time of great trouble before the end finally comes, before Jesus returns to this earth with his thousands, tens and thousands of his glorious saints and the angels of God. And then let me share just another passage in Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 7. In the year that King Uzziah died, this is referring to Isaiah the prophet, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And then, of course, in verse 7, an angel came. Well, in 6, it says an angel, one of the seraphim, took a live coal off the altar. And in verse 7, he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Beloved, we shall be even as Isaiah in the days in which we're living. Lord, here am I, send me. Yes, in ourselves we are unclean. In ourselves we have nothing to offer the Lord. In ourselves we are weak, but God's strength is made perfect in our weakness, and it is through ordinary people. It's through people like you and me, those who know the Lord, that God is going to move in the final hours and dispensation of time to show the reality of his presence, and whomsoever will may come and receive and drink freely of the waters of life. Amen. Well, I'm just getting into the message, and we'll continue on this tomorrow. I do invite you to join me. If at any time you miss a broadcast or want to re-listen, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen at any time. Thank you for your prayer support. I love you. I pray for you every day. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.